Junior Women's Club holds candidate forum. On Monday evening, the community of Screven County gathered at the Screven County Courthouse for a pivotal event in the lead-up to the upcoming elections. Hosted by the Sylvania Junior Women's Club, the candidate forum agenda provided a platform for candidates running for various offices to address pressing issues, share their platforms, and engage directly with constituents. The evening commenced with a warm welcome from Billy A. O'Lee, setting the tone for an evening of civic engagement and dialogue. The solemnity of the occasion was marked by the American Legion Post 7116 leading the assembly in the Pledge of Allegiance. Moderated by Sandy Powell, president of the Women's Club, the forum adhered to a structured agenda, with each candidate allotted 3 minutes to articulate their platform speeches. From discussions on job creation to infrastructure concerns, the candidates tackled a spectrum of issues crucial to the community's welfare. Following the introductory speeches, attendees had the opportunity to pose questions to the candidates, addressing a myriad of local concerns. The 2024 Livestock Queen, Lily Doss, facilitated this process, ensuring a fair and transparent exchange of ideas. Among the array of candidates present were contenders for positions ranging from Board of Commissioners to Chief Magistrate and Probate Court Judge. Each candidate offered unique perspectives and proposals aimed at addressing the challenges facing Screven County. The candidates addressed issues on how to grow jobs in Screven County, the continuing road maintenance issues, and the possible downsizing of the library, which Commissioner Willis thought would be a good idea, citing the example, "Nobody uses computers anymore, they use cell phones." Commissioner Rosa Romeo disagreed with the potential plan, stating the library was very important to this community. In another question, candidate Tony Monti explained that if elected, he wanted to add constables to the magistrate court, allowing them to deliver civil papers, instead of taking the time of the sheriff's deputy to deliver them. Both candidates for Sheriff Bruce Rowell and Norman Royal agreed that there is a drug problem in the schools and Screven County. Both candidates would like to see an increase in patrols and response times. Both agreed that having trust with the citizens of the county is an objective they would work on. Board of Education candidate Neil Kohlberg, who has been a teacher for 32 years, is running to work on communications between the school board and parents. Most of the candidates called for transparency, wanting to see certain budgets and less infighting between the county commissioners. Don't forget that early voting runs from April 29th to May 17th, and Election Day is on May 21st. Key themes emerged during the forum, including the imperative to stimulate economic growth, enhance infrastructure, and invest in youth development. Candidates voiced diverse opinions on issues such as the future of the county library, drug prevention in schools, and the importance of arts education. Transparency and collaboration were recurring motifs, with candidates emphasizing the need for cohesive governance and effective communication between elected officials and constituents. Calls for fiscal responsibility and strategic planning underscored a shared commitment to the county's long-term prosperity. The candidates who attended were as follows. Board of Commissioners District 4. Rosa Romeo. Kevin Hagan. Board of Commissioner District 6. Allison Willis. Clint Finch. Chief Magistrate. Haley Williams. Tony Monti. Sheriff. Bruce Rowell. Norman Royal. Board of Commissioner District 5. J.C. Warren. Alan Stewart. Board of Education District 2. Neil Kohlberg. Probate Court Judge. Debbie Brown. Heather Smith. Don't forget that early voting runs from April 29th to May 17th, and Election Day is on May 21st.